Gavin, tell me all about the album you chose to review.
Yes, so I got to review Eminem's brand new album, The Death of Slim Shady, which came out earlier this year in July over the summer. And one cool thing about this album is that it actually is a concept album where Eminem spends the 19 tracks battling himself. More specifically, his older self, the Slim Shady persona, which is way more not caring and outlandish and will say whatever he wants to say, against Eminem now, who's going into his mid-50s. So it was really cool to see throughout this album the two sides of him throughout his career kind of battling each other out in a collection of songs that really takes you through the different eras of his career throughout the entire time.
So did you have any favorite songs from this album?
You know what? I really did. And I've been a long time Eminem fan since I was a kid. He's kind of what got me into music to begin with. But yes, going through the track list, I really did love Fuel featuring G.I.D. They both are just rapid fire, amazing rappers who just spit back and forth with one another and trade some great bars. So that was amazing. The opening track, Renaissance, I thought was fantastic. It was just classic 2002, Lose Yourself vibes from Eminem. Brand New Dance was another fun one too, which actually was an old song from 2004 that he kind of reworked and everything, took it out of the vault for this. Habits was a good one as well, and Somebody Save Me featuring Jelly Roll as well as Houdini were all great songs.
Okay, now, Gavin, do you have any more standout moments from this album?
I do, and first I just want to say I think it's great that being 25 years into his career and already having being achieved legendary status pretty much in the industry, he still has the passion to come out and give us a full hip-hop album in 2024, so I think that's really cool. But standout moments were definitely Fuel, as I mentioned earlier. The song Toby had features from Big Sean and Babytron on there too, and the song Temporary as well, that also was a love letter to his daughter, almost in the way Mockingbird was years ago. So Eminem still doing that and caring about his daughter as she grows up is something that's always great to see, and I urge anyone who's ever been interested to listen to this album, because there's something to enjoy there for everyone.
For sure. I will definitely be checking this album out.